Mariners and Royals, first of a traditional doubleheader at Kauffman Stadium. In the top of the first, Kansas City off to the rocky start with Danny Duffy on the hill facing Danny Valencia.
Swing and a fly ball, well hit into the gap in right center field. Kane going back to the warning track, looking up, and this one is gone. Holy smokes, the Mariners have an early 2-0 lead here in the top of the first inning.
High drive, deep left center field. Watch this, baby. Get out of here. Boom, stick, baby. Three-run Jack Nelson, Cruz, and what a start for the Mariners. There's another good swing, and that one's leaving the yard, baby. Look at that.
And that.
Man, oh, man.
Is a different level of home run when you go up towards the top of the batter's eye.
Mariners leading the Royals by a score of 8-5. 2-1 to Moustakas. Swing and a well-hit ball deep to right center field. Goodbye, baseball. It's now the Mariners 8 and the Royals 7. Here is Cabrera stepping in, 1-for-3 on the day with a run batted in. The set. And the pitch to Cabrera. Swing and a pop-up into left field. Straight away, Ben Gamble coming in. He is there looking into the gray skies, and he makes the catch, and the ball game is over.
The Mariners survive 8-7 your final as Edwin Diaz picks up his 23rd save of the year. Seattle also made a trade on Sunday, acquiring infielder Yonder Alonso from the Athletics in exchange for outfielder Boo Powell. Here's Mariners skipper Scott Servais.
We were on Duffy early. We were aggressive. You know, he got some balls up that we could, put good swings on, and we did. We didn't miss them. So all the guys chipped in some really good at-bats. I thought the inning, we had two out, nobody on, Segura walks. You know, we just kept going and going, and then Cruz hits the three-run homer in the second. It was huge, just not cashing in on an inning, and that's what it's going to take. I'm going to keep grinding away. Second game will be a challenge. Obviously, they got a really good ball club.
What did you see from Marco?
I thought early on he was really good. It was sharp. I think when he fell behind the count a little bit, trying to get back into counts, a little bit of a challenge for him. But, we had a lead. Felt where he was at, trying to get through that lineup one more time was going to be a challenge. So that's why we went to Pazos.
It's got to outlast these guys and at least secure a split of this series. It's got to be big.
Yeah, we'd like to sweep the doubleheader today, no doubt. I think we all woke up today and felt, we're playing good ball. Why not? Let's show up, get after it, and a lot of energy in the dugout, so we'll see what game two brings.
Nelson Cruz slugged two homers, his 23rd and 24th of the season, as the Mariners survived in Kansas City in game one of the doubleheader Sunday afternoon. Here's Cruz after the game.
The first thing we need to win, I think everybody did his job today. It was also to get a W, and you just need to focus on the next game.
So feeling better, obviously, what do you do to prepare? You have a half hour for a game to. Do you try to stay loose, keep working on it? Do you rest it? What do you do to get ready for a game two?
Loose. I think everybody's loose. Just make sure we live another game because in 30 minutes we got to be back. So I guess less than that, it'd be like 50 minutes we have to be outside and prepare for the next game.
So two home runs, three hits. My guess is that you want to play another one. You're feeling good right now?
I will play another one no matter what.
Hey, important, this team obviously ahead of you guys in the wild card race. I know a lot of season left, but to come in here and take two out of three right now, a chance to win three out of four. That's big for you guys right now.
No doubt. They have really good team. They can do it all. They got pitching, good, great offense, speed, so it's nice to get it done like this today, and hopefully we can get the other one.